Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Moed Katan, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet, at the very top of the Amud, exploring more of the laws of Avelut and how they expand or diminish over time. Tana Rabbanan, we have this following Tosefta. Brayta Avel Shloshem Yom Rishonim Asur B'Melacha. The first 3 days he's not allowed to do any work whatsoever. V'afilu Aniyam Panes Minat Tzedaka. Even if he's a poor man who's getting tzedaka and he has to work minimally to get food, 3 days he can't work. Mikan Ve'Lach. After 3 days, Oseh Betzina B'Toch Beito. If he absolutely needs to, he does work discreetly in his house. V'Yishar Tova B'Felach B'Toch Beito. A woman can spin yarn or spin flax in her house. Tana Rabbanan, Avel, Shloshem Yom Rishonim, Eino Holech LeBeita Avel. He does not go to another Beita Avel. Kavaelech Holech, afterwards he may go. Eino Yoshev Makom HaMenachamim, Elo Makom HaMit Nachamim. But if he goes to another Beita Avel, even after 3 days, he doesn't sit with those who are consoling, but he joins the Avelim there to be consoled. Tana Rabbanan, Avel, Shloshem Yom Rishonim, Asur B'Shilat Shalom. For the first 3 days, you're not allowed to greet him with Shalom. From 3 days through 7 days, he responds to somebody who says it, but doesn't greet somebody. Afterwards, he can respond in a normal fashion, even inquire. Is that really true that it's 3 days? When Rabbi Akiva's sons died, they came in and had a very big eulogy. Shop Thiratan, when they were leaving the room, Amad Rabbi Akiva al Safsal Gadol Amar Achenu Beit Yisrael Shimu. He got up and announced, "Listen, Jews, Hafilu Shnei Vanim Chatanim Menucham Hu Bishvil Kavod Shasitem." Even for the two sons that died, I am comforted because of this great kavod that you did. Mishvil Akiva batem hare kam Akiva shuk. If you came for Akiva, there's a lot of Akivas in the shuk. Halakach amartem Torat Elohav belibo v'chosh gen shescharchem kaful l'chul levatechem l'shalom. He gave them this greeting, but the point of it is that he ended it by saying shalom to them, and that was on the day that he began his mourning. So the answer is kvod rabim shani. This is different because it's kvod rabim for the public. Okay, so we said from 3 days to 7 days he can respond, and afterwards he can even inquire. Urminhu, we find a challenge to this. From the following passage in Masechet Smachot, mentioned earlier, is a Gaonic era compendium of laws, including many brightot, about Avelut. You find somebody who's an Avel. If it's within the 30 days, you console him. You do not greet him and ask him how he is. After 30, it flips. There's no more Tanchumim, but rather you can greet him properly. Let's say his wife died, he married another woman. You can't come into his house to console him, because of course he's going to insult the new wife. If you meet him outside in the marketplace, you say it to him, but kind of in a gruff way, you know, not proper tanchumim, because he's already married. So his answer was that the avel can greet others. Sha'achirim shurim shalom, because they are at peace. They're not mourning. Achirim ain't shurim mishlomo, but even till 30 days, others may not greet him. Shu'aino shurim shalom. He's not in peace. He's an avel. So the breita that says that it's 30 days, that's about them greeting him. But in our breita, when it says he can respond, that means they're greeting him. The answer is still lo yadi. These are people who just don't know the law or don't know he's an avel, so he responds. Hehachi hatam nami. So then, why don't you say the same thing in that case? The answer is hata modelahu. There, it's a case where he tells them velo mahadelahu, and he doesn't respond. Instead of responding, he says to them, "I'm an avel." Hacha lo tzarich l'udinu. In this case, he doesn't have to notify them. Uraminhu, watch the challenge. Hamotzei chaviro avel. You encounter a friend who's an avel. Metoch shemesar chodesh. It's within 12 months. V'dereyo tanchumim v'eno shol v'shlomo. You console him, and you do not greet him and ask after his welfare. After 12 months, flip it. What you do is you kind of, in an unobtrusive way, you talk to him about his loss after a year, if that's the first time you saw him. If you find a friend after 12 months, you haven't seen him the whole time that he's mourning, and his 12 months are up, and then you continue to console him, it's like a guy broke his leg and it healed. And then a doctor says, bring it to me, I'll break it and reset it. So you'll know that I'm a good doctor. Which, of course, is silly. In the same way, to console somebody who's already after the 12 months, we hope that he's over it now. So, lokasha haba vivimo habishar kovim. So the challenge we had, because before we're talking about 30 days, is, of course, 12 months is for parents, and 30 days for everybody else, just like avilut, meaning you do not greet somebody when they are not b'shalom. When are they not b'shalom? When they're mourning. How long are they mourning? Typically 30 days. For parents, 12 months. So why can't you just mention consolation in an indirect way? You could. What does it mean you do not console him? Meaning in a normal fashion. The very moment outside, you could do it in a discreet or kind of a roundabout way. Say, oh, I miss your parents. So let's say that within the first 3 days of his avelut, he arrives to the house of his family that's already started to mourn. And he comes from a nearby place. Mone imahen. He counts with them, which means he picks up the days that they're out. If they're day number three, so he starts day number three with them. Mikan ve'elach. But if it's afterwards, afilu ba makom karov. Even if he comes from a nearby place, mone latzmo. He says to start his own 7 days. Rabbi Shimon Amar afilu ba yom ha'shvi'im makom karov. And he says Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says if he was nearby, even if he arrives on the seventh day, mone imahen. He has 1 day of avilut with them, and he's done. Amar, let's look at this. Shloshay mirshonim ba makom karov mone imahen. We said the first 3 days, if he comes from nearby, he joins them. That's only if the eldest son or the eldest member of the family is in the house already, has started mourning at the beginning, and now you're joining him. So, what if the Gadol Habayit left the house and he followed the bier for the funeral? Is that still called being in the house? So, then you can even count with them. He counts with them. Monei Mayan, what do you mean he counts with them? Hotani Monei Latzmo, he counts on his own. So Lokasha, Hada Atabaglata, Mahad Lo Atabaglata. If he comes back with him the first 3 days, then he joins them. And if not, then he has to start his own count. That's, of course, not according to Shimon. Kiha Damalu Rav Livnei Hatzlep Pony. Rav said this to a particular family, this family when they were mourning. If any member family members show up with the first 3 days, they join you in counting. So if they come later, they start 7 days when they arrive. I'm the Rav of Machoza. What did Rav teach his townsfolk in Machoza? You don't follow the bier. In other words, somebody dies, and then they take him off to Eretz Yisrael for burial, and you stay here. The minute that you turn your back on the gates of the city, to turn back to the house, then you start counting. Normally we start counting when we've covered up the body. But this body is being taken out of town. So this is something that in practical terms happens quite often when somebody, lo aleinu, passed away in Chutz La'aretz and they are being brought to Eretz Yisrael for Kvura. Some of the family accompanies them and some doesn't. So the family that accompanies them starts their mourning after they're buried because they're accompanying them. The family that does not starts their mourning the minute that either the plane takes off or that the body is put into the cargo hold or whatever. Rabbi Shimon disagreed and said, even if you come from a nearby place on the seventh day, you join them and you have only 1 day. That's as long as you came and found that there were people who were involved in consolation in the house. What if the people who were sitting in the house were about to get up? They'd sat there for a while, they'd consoled, they're about to get up, and then this fellow, who's a family member, walked in. Is he still able to say, well, I'm part of this family, and therefore I'm on day number 7 along with the rest of you? Or do we say the Menachem are already gone because they already started to stand up? And the answer is Teiku. It's unclear whether it's their presence there or they're being involved in the process of Nichum that allows them to be included. Gmiri Chavrei de Rebbe Abba. So there's a story here that Rabbi Abba Bar Chiya's friend learned from Rabbi Abba. Umana Rabbi Zera. Who's that friend? Rabbi Zera. Va'amri lachavred Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera. Umana Rabbi Abba bred Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Or else it's Rabbi Zera's friend learned from Rabbi Zera. It's flip. And then who's that? Rabbi Abba. So either way, it's one of them learned from the other. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. What did he learn? He learned that Rabbi Yochanan said, Alachakum Shem Gamliel betrefot, Valachakum Shem Rabbi Shimon be'evel. The Alacha follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in a whole different issue about trefot, and we follow Rabbi Shimon about evel. What's that about? Shimon be'evel hadamran. That's our case. We said that according to Rabbi Shimon, if you arrive at the family house, even on the last day, even if you were nearby the whole time, and now you arrive and find out that somebody died, you join them and you're included, and one day later you're done. What's that? Let's say that the stomach lining was opened up and some of the fluid seals it up. He says that's not a trefa. Okay, my lecha, what kind of liquid, what kind of juice is this? It's kind of the fat that comes out when you poke it. That's what we're talking about. Okay, Kisalik, Ashkachel Rabbi Abba Bered Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amarle, Amar Halach Mishim Gamliel Betrefot. So now, Amar Mandu. Amar Mandu. So now, this whole story got to Bavel. Somebody said, Is Kiva Asik Vagamar Lishmatim Pumidaram Mare. This is what Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Zera said, quoting Rabbi Yochanan. I hope to one day get up there to Israel. I'm going to learn it from the person himself. So he found Rabbi Abba, who, according to one version, was the one who heard that. He's one of the two people who said this from Yochanan's name. Did you really say that? The opposite. I said, we do not rule that way, and that such an animal is a trefa. So now, did we get that one wrong too? Amalei plugtaninu. That's actually a machloket. And now he goes back to Bavel. Did Marav Chista mar halacha, v'chenem Rabbi Yochanan halacha. That indeed, both the greats of Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Chista and Rabbi Yochanan, said we follow Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, the relative who shows up can count along with the family even on the last day, if it shows up on the last day. Rabbi Nachman said, no, we do not rule like Rabbi Shimon, nor do we rule like Rabbi Gamliel about trefot. But our conclusion is that we do rule like Rabbi Shimon in spite of Rabbi Nachman, and the reason is because we follow Shmuel's dictate that whenever there's a machloket about Avelut, we are lenient. Okay, I'll call him a tim kulam. Nu halacha imadchem mitato. If you want to bury them immediately, harez meshubach. It's best to bury them immediately. That's a good thing. But if you do it for your parents, it's not good, because if you wait a little bit, and as a result, more people will come, and there will be greater kavod for them, then that is a preferable scenario. Hayayar of Shabbat. Let's say it's Erev Shabbat. Erev Yom Tov is Meshubach. In any case, it's good to bury them right away, because otherwise you're going to be an onin over Shabbat, and the body, they didn't have refrigeration, then not a good thing. Sheno se'elech la'avimimo. In other words, waiting in the middle of the week, so waiting a half a day or a day, so that they will have more people come to their funeral, that's kvod avimimo. But doing it quickly, if it's Erev Shabbat, Erev Yom Tov, that's also kvod avimimo, so that they won't be lying there over Yom Tov like that. For all other meitim, the avel can lessen the business that he does, selling, whatever, commerce, but aviv elimom, or not. He doesn't have to. For his parents, he must. For all other meitim, he can do the lowering of the garment off the shoulder, or not. Alaviv alimocholetz, for parents you must. That's something we don't practice. Masebi gedol hador achad shemet aviv v'kesh lachlotz. There was a gedol hador, and a great rabbi, and his father died, and he wanted to lower the thing off his shoulder. V'kesh gedol hador acher shimo lachlotz, v'nimnav alo chalatz. And there was another gedol hador that was there, and he wanted to join him. He wasn't a mourner himself. He wanted to join him. So the first one didn't do it because he didn't want his fellow colleague, great rabbi, to appear that way in public. Amar Abaye Gdol Hador, Rabbi. He says, who was the Gdol Hador who was mourning? It was Rabbi. Gdol Hador Shimo, who was his friend? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Gdol Hador, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Gdol Hador Shimo, Rabbi, or flip it. Based upon the Marak Gdol Hador Shimo, Rabbi, I understand how you could say the first version, we understand why he didn't do it. Alamanda Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, my Nimna Velo Chalatz, but if Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha was the Gdol Hador, if you say Rebbe was the one with him, we understand Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha didn't want to do it as the mourner because he was afraid Rebbe, who is the really the Gadol Hador, would appear inappropriate like that. But if the inverse, Amanim Navalo Chalatz, why didn't he do it? Shimon Gamliel Nasiyari, Chuliyamir Chavilachlotz. In other words, Rebbe's father was Shimon Gamliel II. And Shimon Gamliel II was the head of the Sanhedrin. He was the Nasi, which means everybody has to do Chalitzat HaBeged. And therefore, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha should have done it too, along with Rebbe, and Rebbe should not have hesitated doing it, because it was appropriate for his fellow to do it with him in any case. Okay, back to the comparison between parents and others. For any other meitim, meaning siblings, children, or spouse, you take a haircut after 30 days. 30 days is the avilut, that's it. For parents, we don't say 12 months, but rather, achi garubo chavirav, the minute that your friends start pestering you, you look unkempt, then you could shave and get a haircut. I'll call the meitim kulan. Nichas levet ha-simcha l'achar shloshim yom. For all of the meitim, you can go to a wedding after 30 days. Al-aviv yalimol l'achar shtem esachodesh. For parents, 12 months. Amar Rechana, u'simchat mireyut. What is the prohibition? The prohibition is simchat mireyut. Meaning, a feast in which it's buddies getting together. It could be described as this sort of tarnut as described in the beginning of Eov, where each day they would go to somebody else's house. So that isn't such a great simcha. Alright, so now let's see. Meitaveo simcha mereyut shloshim yom. Right, we said that that's only 30 days. Kasha. Right, so, Amemar Matni Hachem. Amemar Linda is following. Ramachanam, it's Simchat Mereyut, Mutabi Kareis Laltar. You know, it says Simchat Mereyut, which is not a big feast like a wedding, but just people getting together for dinner, that you could do right away. Matana Simchat Shloshim, Mereyut Shloshim, instead of 30 days. So, lo kasha, haba risuta, haba furanuta. Meaning, if the, If the way that they would do it is they would kind of go in a turn, and the first guy would have a feast, and basically he's lending to all the rest of them so that they can do it also, that you have to wait for 30 days. But when it's paying back, pranuta here being from Lashon Piraon, when it's paying back, that you could do right away. I'll call Meitim Kulan, Korea Tafach. What about Kriyan? So when you tear your clothes, for all of the Meitim, it's one Tafach. For your parents, you have to uncover your chest, uncover your heart. Eval Maikra, where do you have that? Vayechazek David Bivgada Vayikraim. This is how we know one Tefach. Where was this? This is when David found out that Shaul and Yonatan had died. And so he grabbed his garments and he tore them. Bein achizah pachot mitefach. Holding onto your garment means at least you have a Tefach because your hand is in there. Cholentim kulan afil avush asarach halukin eno korea alayon. For all other meitim, matter of fact, if you're wearing a lot of clothes, you only tear the upper one, the outside one. But for parents, you pay there all of them. The outside one, the inside one. But the undergarment, that one you don't have to tear. The one that's right up against your skin. This is true about men or women. What a woman does is she goes inside and tears the inner one and then turns it backwards and tears the upper one, so at no point will her skin actually show. I'll call Vitim Kulan Ratsa Mavdil Kame Safa Shalo Ratsa Eno Mavdil. For all other Meitim, he can tear the garment. This is now at the hem. Alaviv Alimov, for parents, you must. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Kriya Sheino Mavdil Kame Safa Shalo Eno Ela Kera Shel Tiflut. He says, no, it's not a Kriya unless you tear at the hem. What did David do? He tore his garments. Sorry, this is This is with Elisha, when he saw Eliyahu go up to Shemayim, so he took his garments and he tore them into two tears. Says he tore, obviously there's two. It has to look like it's really torn into two, torn on the hem, on the seam. For all other metim, you can baste it after 7 days. And you can mend it fully after 30. For parents, it goes one step further. You can only baste it after 30. You never totally mend that garment. But a woman can baste it right away, so she does the act of kriya and then bastes it right away because of kavod, so she shouldn't sit there with herself exposed. For all other meitim, you can use your hand or you can use a tool for a kriya. For parents, it has to be by yad, with hands. For all others, you tear from the inside, and parents from the outside. So the same thing applies to a nasi who dies from the outside. We have a challenge that says the only way in which a nasi is compared to parents is for the issue that you cannot ever sew it up. My love afilu nasi doesn't mean even for a nasi. Lo, levar mi nasi. It's a nasiya shachiv. There's a story about Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, or one of the heads of the Sanhedrin died. Rav Chista Rav Chanan Bar Abba, kafe asita v'kum ala, v'achve kriya la alma. He said, go turn it around and stand on it and show everybody how to do proper kriya, because the nasi in Eretz Yisrael died. A chacham choletz miyamin. What do you do for a chacham? Not a relative, but a chacham dies. You lower the garment on the right side. Al avbeitin mismol. For the avbeitin, second to him, the second in the beitin, on the left, al nasi mikan mikan. For the nasi, the other side on both sides. Tanu, a chacham shemeit beit midrasho batel. If a chacham dies, his beit midrash does not learn. Avbeitin shemeit kobatim midrasho shemeiro batel. If it's the head of the beitin, which is the second at the end of the Beit Din, then all batim nashot in his city do not learn. They come into the Beit Knesset and they sit in different places. Shemet Zafon, Shemet Darom, Shemet Darom, Shemet Zafon, North, South, switch places. Nasi Shemet Batim Nishot Kulan Batim. If the Nasi dies, all batim nashot are not are batel. Nechassin, Nechassin, the Beit Knesset, Mikorin, Shiva, Viyotzin. They come into the Beit Knesset, and they on Shabbat they have their own prayers, but they come into the Beit Knesset for Kriyat HaTorah and they call seven people. They don't have a minyan. Doesn't mean go out and take a walk because there's no public davening, but they sit silently in their house. And we do not teach halachot or agadot in the Beit Avel. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gamliel, Shai Omer Shmuel Vagadah beBeit Avel. They said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Gamliel actually would teach in the Beit Avel. Tanu Rabbanan, Avel Shabbat Rishon Ani Yotzei Petach Beito. So for the first week, he doesn't leave his house. Shnia Yotzei Ani Yoshev Mikumo. The second, he leaves his house, but he does not sit in his regular seat in the Beit Knesset. Shlishit, the third week, Yoshev Mikumo Beno Medaber. He sits in his third place, but doesn't talk at all. The fourth, he's like everybody else. They didn't have to say that you can't leave for the first week. Everybody's coming to his house to comfort him. Ella, rampant past 1 week. For the second week, he doesn't leave his house. The third week, he leaves his house, doesn't sit in his regular place. The fourth week, he goes out, he sits in his regular place, but doesn't speak. So 1 week later, and then he's like everybody else. Tanu Rabbanan, kol shloshim yom l'nisuin. Alright, which means, an avel, all 30 days, not allowed to get married. Meita ishto asur li'sa isha acheret. But if it's his wife who died, he cannot remarry until he's had three regalim from when she died. He disagrees and says, after two regalim, he may marry. But let's say he doesn't have any kids yet. Then, he can marry right away. We've got a mitzvah of peruvu that he can't put off. Let's say that his wife died and left him little kids. He could marry right away so that there's a woman in the house to take care of them. His wife died. And at the Beit HaKvarot, he said to her sister, and many stories of people whose wives died, and then their sisters married the husband. Nothing wrong with that when the wife died. Come take care of your nephews. But he still waited to have beer with her for quite a while. He waited till Shloshim was up before having beer with her. Okay, one more little piece. Tanu Rabbanan, kol Shloshim yom legihutz. This kind of dry cleaning, or whatever you'd call it, expert laundry, you can't do for 30 days. Achad kelim charashim, achad kelim shanim, yotzin mitoch hamachbesh. Whether or not it is new clothes or old clothes coming right out of it would be the kind of dryer. Rabbi Amar lo asu ela kelim charashim bevadi. He says, no, it's just new clothes. They're being miguhats for the first time. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo asu ela kelim charashim levanim bevadi. It's only new clothes that are white. Abaye nafik begarda de sarbala. Abaye, during the first 30 days of Avilut, went out wearing an old white garment, kerebi, following Rabbi, because he said it's only new clothes that they're prohibition. Rava nafik bechimutzta romita sumakta chareti. Rava went out in a brand new red toga, or garment, right, because kerebi lo zav Shimon, because he held like kerebi lo zav Shimon, who said it's only white new clothes that are a problem, and therefore he could wear new clothes as long as they were not white. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and we're going to pick up the discussion of the Regalim and Shabbat and its role in interrupting or continuing Avilut. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.